Flurry, Special Magistrate. We're going to be discussing petitions 168. Could you cite your names for the records, and if you have business cards, I'd appreciate it.
Freddie Blackburn with the Hernando County Property Appraisers.
Sam Gomez with the Hernando County Property Appraiser.
Bradley Singer, 23278 Singer Lane.
Do you have an evidence package?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Could you raise your right hand, please? Solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
I do.
I do.
Mrs. Singer, are you familiar with the opening statement of the board here?
Yes.
That I'm in, you understand that I'm an independent consultant here.
Thank you.
All right. We'll let the property appraiser present their case, and then you can. And could I ask you a question before we move on? I just looked at the petitioner's property card here. Under the land, can you pull your cards up there?
Yes, sir.
All right. You have 1 acre at a 14,300. You have 8.2 acres at 1025. And a total of 920 acres at 1012. Is that in addition to the 82 and 1, or is it the addition?
The 9.2 is total acreage.
Right.
The two, the native pasture and class home site, is the agricultural classification designations, and that's the split up portions of it. So you have 8.2 acres of native pasture that's being used for agricultural purposes.
No, I understand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But how do you get to 101,200 when you start with 14.3 and 1025? I just, mathematically, I'm working on those. I don't know how it works.
All right. The base On the 9.2 acres, 11,000 acres, what our valuations are based upon, sale prices. The class home site is taking the base rate by 130%, basically acting like it's a 1 acre tract of land. The smaller the portion of acre land, the more it is per acre than the large acre tract. I'm sorry, I'm not following your question here.
Mathematically, I'm looking at it. There's no way I can get some understanding how you get to those figures, because you have 1 acre at 14,300. You have the what they call native pasture land at 8 acres at $1,025.
No, it's $125 an acre.
Pardon me?
$125 an acre.
Okay, you come up with 1020. Then the total is 9.2 acres, a total of 101,200.
Correct. The $101,200 is the total, what the market value that the taxpayers assessed at. The native pasture of $125 an acre, or $1,025 in value, is the property appraiser's determination of what that acre is per use for greenbelt purposes.
It's just about $8,000, right?
Their agricultural value, is it, mind if I approach?
8.3 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And $1,025 per acre, correct?
$125 per acre.
$125, so that's a total of $1,025. Then
yes.
You have 1 acre at 14.3, right?
Correct. That's the green belt or agricultural reduction on taxes at the end of the day in value. So that totals $15,325 is what the taxpayer is actually being taxed against.
Okay.
The $101,200 is not being taxed against. It's a market value. But
okay, fine. I'm looking at that mathematically. I couldn't get to that figure. That's why I'm asking that question.
Yeah, my bad. But yes, if you total the 14,300 value plus the 1,025 value, that's what they're being taxed against.
Okay. You've answered the question.
All right.
It didn't make sense to me the way it was written. That's what it is.
With the agricultural properties, the way it's broken up, yes, sir. I understand.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just wanted to start out with something that didn't make sense to me. Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Yes, sir. The cover sheet right here basic is for petition 168 or key number 1713328. The before trim values, the just value of $309,225. The assessed value, $195,460. And taxable value, $145,460. And after trim values are the same as mentioned above.
Okay.
The next page in the packet is our exchange of evidence form. Starting with page one, you can see the what pictures we have available from a few years ago of this subject property. And it can, this basically helps with the condition of it. We have not been or have seen property or pictures of this property since we're estimating these pictures were taken sometime in 18, maybe 19. Page number two is our is the subject property record card. And then page five is our improved property synopsis. Goes on to say adjustments to account for reasonable fees and cost of purchase for the sales comparison and land sales for the cost approach are made within our CAMAS system modeling structure. The COS, or cost of sale, is reflective on the CAMA developed sales analysis reported under the weighted mean for that neighborhood stratum in accordance with the provided DR 493. If you turn over to page seven real quick, this is our CAMA developed sales analysis. The first one is key number 332054. It sold June of 2020 at a rate of $133.32 per adjusted square foot. The second one, key number 390874, sold July of 2020 at a rate of $129.62 per adjusted square foot. Number three, or key number 1217070, sold on September of 2020 at a rate of $147.59 per adjusted square foot. If you look at the highlighted weighted mean, they're reflecting that the property appraiser's just value versus the sale price are at 84.80%, which is reflected that we considered the cost of sale. It also, if you look at the highlighted square foot rate median, it reflects $133.32. The subject is being assessed at $125.57 per adjusted square foot. Keep in mind that the CAMA developed system is not making adjustments for differences in age, size, and structure. It's just a to the subject. It's not making any land adjustments, bringing it up to the subject. It's just the raw data. If you look at page eight, this is our direct sales comparison approach. It's an appraisal procedure in which the market value is estimated, is predicated upon prices paid in actual market transactions. The PA has used the qualitative method of the sales comparison approach. Within this methodology, the relative comparison analysis was used. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 23278 Singer Lane, having a neighborhood code of AC08, with a land code 99 acreage. It's zoned agricultural. It's also located in a low-risk flood zone. The lot is 9.2 acres. The property has a wooded view. The home has a quality rating of a Q3 and a condition rating of C4. The home was built in 2017 with an effective year of 2017. It has a living area of 1,200 square feet and 4,320 square feet under roof. There's no swimming pool included in the features. The subject market value, again, is $309,255 or $258 per GLA. Comparable one is a detached single-family residence located at 16050 Jones Road. It's located 8.55 miles from the subject in neighborhood code 7002. Per the warranty deed from OR Book 3855, page 1345, the sale was considered an arm's length transaction that sold June of 2020 for $302,000 or $212 per gross living area. The comps land code is 99 acreage. It's zoned ag as well, located in a low risk flood zone. The lot is 10.7 acres. The property has a wooded view. The home has a quality rating of a Q4 and a condition rating of C4. The home was built in 1987 with an effective year of 1994. It has a living area of 1,425 square feet and 3,009 square feet under roof. There is no swimming pool included on the exterior features of this property. The overall rating is considered inferior to the subject. Comparable two is a detached single-family residence located at 3664 Goldsmith Road, located 3.9 miles from the subject in neighborhood code AC08. Per the warranty deed from OR Book 3871, page 1872, the sale was considered an arm's length transaction that sold July of 2020 for $300,000 or $227 per gross living area. The comps land code is 99 acreage, zoned ag, located in a low risk flood zone. The lot is 10 acres. The property has a residential view. The home has a quality rating of Q4 and condition rating of C4. The home was built in 1928 with an effective year of 1988. It has a living area of $1,320 square feet and a 1,912 square feet under roof. There's no swimming pool included in the exterior features of this property. The overall rating considered is inferior to the subject. Comp 3 is a detached single-family residence located at 23325 Lake Lindsay Road, located 7.25 miles from the subject in neighborhood code AC03. Per the warranty deed from OR Book 3884, page 0943, the sale was considered an arm's length transaction that sold September of 2020 for $406,500 or $306 per gross living area. The comp's land code is 99 acreage, zoned ag, located in a low risk flood zone. The lot is also 10.3 acres. The property has residential view. The home has a quality rating of Q4 and a condition rating of C4. The home was built in 2001 with an effective year 2011. It has a living area of 1,330 square feet and 14. There's a typo in that, but basically 4,402 square feet under roof. No swimming pool included in the exterior features of this property. The overall rating is considered comparable to the subject.
Can I interrupt again?
Yes, sir.
On the copy of the building card or property card that the petitioner submitted, it says, is it one bedroom, one bath?
Yes, sir.
One bedroom, one bath.
That's the last, that's what the building plan submitted state, is one bedroom, one bath.
Is it one bedroom, one bath?
Yep, that's all I got. That is all that I have.
The last time I heard of a single-family residence having one bedroom, one bath was in an expensive area, Coral Gables in Florida, mm-hmm. South Florida. It was on a major canal, very expensive, very exclusive area. when I interviewed the owner, I said, why, the whole second floor, a couple of thousand feet, second floor, one bedroom. And I asked him, this is the first time I ever ran into it, I asked him, why do you do that? He says, because ever since I moved to Florida, everybody from my city where I left are my friends now, and I can actually tell them, I'm sorry, I don't have enough room in my home for you. I'm sorry, when I saw that one bedroom on Bath, this goes back many years.
That could play a factor.
I'm sorry, continue. You know, you don't have to go in so much detail, such as the OR book and page number, that nature.
You just skip all that?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Sounds good to me.
It doesn't matter. In other words, it's been recorded, and it pays X amount of dollars. That'd be fine. Thank you.
Yes, sir. These sales are reconciled by the PA having an indicated subject price range from $254,316 to $366,767. This is market evidence is being presented to support that the PA's 2021 just value of $309,255 not overstated. Currently, the highest and best use of this property is a single-family residence. The PA uses cost data within the CAMA system to estimate the replacement cost new value. The RCN can be found on our property record cards under the building areas. The income approach was considered but not developed by the PA's office due to the lack of sufficient rental income and expense data to develop a credible opinion of value in the subject's market area. Page 9 is the area map of the improved sales. Page 10 are pictures of comp 1 and the permits that have been pulled on that property as well. Basically show the interior condition at the time of sale. Page 11, 12, and 13 is the property record card for comp 1. Page 14 is comp 2. Pictures of the interior of that structure at the time of sale. Page 15, 16, and 17 are the property record cards for comparable 2. Page 18 is comparable 3 photographs, again reflecting the condition and of the structure at the time of sale. Page 19, 20, and 21 is the property record card for comparable 3. Page 22, again, is a because it is a unique situation, the first three sales were more indicating the size factor, taking into consideration the size of the property, gross living area, etc. These sales are additional support, basically to say that there are properties of one bedroom, one bathroom sales in Hernando County and what they're selling for. So moving forward, page 24, our one bathroom home sales. This again report does not adjust for differences in land size, age, and structure or size of the structure to the subject. This CAMA developed analysis shows a weighted mean of 80.49% and a median rate of $123.72 per adjusted square foot. And again, the taxpayer is being assessed at $125.57 per adjusted square foot. Page 25, again, is the relative comparison analysis. As stated, the subject property is a one bedroom, one bath.
I'm astounded how many one bedroom, one bath residences there are.
Not hardly.
Really,
it's kind of a problem.
Very seldom I ran across one bedroom, one bath homes.
Every year, some years we have better comparables with one bedroom, one bath. This year, as you can see, looking at the comparables 1 through 5, the comparable 1's year built was 1981. Comparable 2 year built 1935. Number 3 is 1991. 4 is 1972, and 5 is 1993. And again, the effective year for Comp 1 is 1981. Comp 2 is 1935. 1993 from Comp 3. Comp 4 is an effective age of 1979. And then Comp 5 has an effective age of 1998. And you can see the living area for Comp 1 is 1,016 square feet. 2 is 828. 3 is 1,020. 4 is 1,152. And then in Comp 5 is 1,008. And again, this, the living area of the subject property is 1,200. So they're close in gross living area to the subject. And total underneath the roof, the subject property is at 4,320 under roof. Comparable one is 1,304 total on the roof. Comp 2 is 1,020 total. Comp 3 is 1,432 square feet total. Comp 4 is 2,002 square feet. And Comp 5 is 1,008 square feet. So finding an exact or a really relative comparison to this property was a struggle this year. Again, this property, all these Comp 1 through 5, in our opinion, are inferior to the subject. In the range, the minimum of sale price or indicated subject price range is $109,375 all the way up to $196. Again, they're just additional support that there are some one bedroom, one bath sales out there.
But the indicated value is substantially lower, the range of value.
But again, we did not make any adjustments. These are just a relative comparison, and we didn't make any depreciation changes on this analysis in front of you.
No adjustments, just right.
Just straight raw data, yes, sir. It's a relative approach. And again, we, in our opinion, they're all inferior. So if we made it more comparable to the subject by making quite a few adjustments, which would be a large percent of adjustments, you know, what would that value then indicate? Page 26 is the aerial map location of those cells of one bedroom, one bath. We had to search, you know, the entire Hernando County to get those. Pages 27. All the way to 45 are the pictures. If you want to go one by one, we can, or we can. So page 27 is Comp 1, one bedroom, one bathroom cells. Page 28, 29, and 30 is the property record card. Page 31 is Comp 2, one bedroom, one bath. There was no listing information that we could find on that, so we don't know the interior condition of that structure. Page 32, 33, and 34 is the property record card for comparable number 2, one bathroom sales. Comp number 3. Page 35 is Comp 3 pictures of the interior of the structure. Page 36, 37 are the property record cards for comparable 3. Page 38 is comparable 4 photograph. Again, there's no listing information that we could find, you know, additional pictures of the interior of that structure. Page 39, 40, and 41 is the property record card for comparable 4. And Comp 5 on page 42 is the picture of the structure. Again, no interior pictures were could be provided on using the internet. Page 43, 44, and 45 are the property record cards for Comp 5. And then 46 and 47 is our synopsis of vacant land sales to help support our replacement costs new on our property record cards. If you go to page 49, you'll see 8 sales. Out of these 8 sales, one of them sold twice within the same year, at the same month. which is labeled number one and number two. Number one, comp one, basically, or sell one. Sale price was $99,900, and it resold in the same month for $118,000. Comp three was sold for $139,000. Comp four, $120,000. Comp five, $200,000. Comp six, $135,000. Comp seven, $110,000. Again, comp eight, $100,000. The rate range of these property sales range from $8,148 an acre to $20,000 an acre.
Hold on 1 second.
Yes, sir. Please.
Okay, from 8,148, right?
Is the low end.
And to 20,000 per acre.
Up to 20,000, yes, sir.
Per acre.
The average of these sales are $11,798. The median is $10,504. The subject is being assessed at $11,000 per acre. And again, if you look at the weighted mean, the weighted mean is 85.38%. So the property appraiser's just value versus the sale prices there would reflect that we have considered the cost of sale.
Okay, the Kevin Blue, the rate average is $11,798 per acre?
Yes, sir.
And the median's 10, okay. I'll make sure I'm reading this right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Page 50 is just supporting evidence. It shows our neighborhood codes and a description of those neighborhood codes. And those neighborhood codes go through page 50, 51, 52, 53,
59,
all the way to 59, right? Page 60 is our land codes and descriptions. And those land codes run from page 60 to 61. Page 62, 63 to 67. Nope. Pages 62 to 72 are zoning information and descriptions. Page 73 is off of FEMA's website, FEMA flood zone designation and descriptions. And that's page 73-74. Pages 75 and 76 are structure type codes and descriptions of those codes. Page 77 are the ratings and definitions of C1 condition and quality ratings. Page 78 through 90 are the just value cost of sale and 85%, Florida Statute 193.011. Page 91 is the IAA position of adjustments for sale prices in the mass appraisal context. Page 92 is the evidence exchange. Page 93, 94, 95 are Department of Revenue.
evidence submitted by the property appraiser exhibit one and is admissible? All right. Was there an evidence exchange?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Could I have your evidence, sir?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Singer. Okay. Okay. Proceed, sir.
Okay. Hello. let's see. Let's start off with page two. It starts off with a spreadsheet. It has a listing of six comparables on 34601 area code. Start off with mine. They have a price per heated square foot of $258. And comp one has a price of $142. Comp two has a price of $150.
Has a what?
A price of $150 per heated square foot.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
comp three has a price of $144 per square foot. Comp four is just way out of line, so I just didn't even submit that one. And comp five has a price of $151. And comp six is their actual comparable. But, kind of have a conflict with what their heated square foot actually is on what they have listed.
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Singer, what line are you reading from?
The very top would be the blue line, price per heated square foot with 15%
okay.
off.
Okay, I'm sorry, okay. Hey. Right in front of my nose.
But, which is their comparable three. They have a, what was your heated square foot listing on your comparable three?
No, let me check it out.
Comparable number three is key number 1217070, and the living area was 1,330. And which one are you? Are you on line E or F?
You said line.
It was your living square foot is what you're calling it.
Oh yeah, and I'm trying to figure out: are you on? Looking at your spreadsheet, are you on column D, E, F?
I don't think you have this spreadsheet of mine.
I don't have your spreadsheet? In exchange of evidence, we should.
Or this was added after I've submitted yours. It was your evidence you said submitted to me.
I don't know what you're looking at then, because I wasn't supplied the sheet that you're looking at then, I guess.
I'll just say that Zillow has it listed as a 2,180 square feet of heated space is what it amounts to.
We're talking about number three, right?
Yep, comp three. Okay. That's a conflict that I have with your comparable.
What I'm trying to say is if you're looking at a different evidence and submitted different evidence than what I have, then there might be a conflict of evidence exchange is all. I'm trying to, I don't know.
Do you have another copy of?
I have this one right here in front of me here. Just has an extra line with the comparable you submitted to it. That's all. It's your comparable. I just added it to mine.
Excuse me, take a look at this sheet.
I'm just trying to figure out which one of these you're talking about. You said I don't have the spreadsheets. That's where it threw me for a loop. That's all.
Is that the same spreadsheet?
It's a comp six for me. It ends on comp five for you.
Uh,
He's added one extra comparable, but again, like he said, it's one of our comparables at the end of the day. But I want to answer his question accordingly. I just didn't know. He said I wasn't looking at. Which information are you asking me what our living area is, that it's inaccurate based off of Zillow?
Yep.
Which comparable is it?
Well, that was your comparable number three.
My comparable number three, based on our information, on our comparable number three, yes, gross living area is 1,330 square feet.
Okay.
Okay. Number three on the petitioner's list here is not the same as the number three you have?
I'm looking at, if you go down to the key number, or the key number that's listed, is 332054.
Yeah, okay.
As comparable three, and we are showing that is our comp one on the property appraiser's comparables. In comp one, we're showing a 1,425 living area.
1,425 square feet instead of 17?
1,773.
Okay, 1,473 square. Okay.
Also, about to add on their comparable three has over 6,000 square feet of concrete around it, and only have 1,200 square feet.
Okay. You have a problem with this sale, then?
Yep. That's all. I just have a problem with that sale.
Could you proceed? Be more specific the lines for me so I can follow. This is a little jigsaw puzzle here. Thank you.
Okay, I'll try to. All right, I'll just start out with the column of my building itself. This is a one-bedroom, one-bath house. It has three stories. The top story is an attic, so no one really counts those in anything here lately. The theoretical sale price of this one would be $363,794. They have a price of my futures, which is a pole barn and the open deck and a wood stove and a shed, of $13,289. They have a assessed value for this year of $309,225. And it goes down and lists all that. And also have, they don't really give you example of how they calculated their adjusted square foot figure this year. It was kind of hard to see which way they were coming up with their numbers to compare the way they were doing it to their other comparables to compare to mine. All right, my comparable one is a heated square foot of 2,274, is a three-bedroom, four-bath house, has three stories, is at 4310 Neff Lake. It's about a 4.5-mile drive from my home. They have a price of that one of $380,000. They have a futures listed of $3,689 and a 16% depreciation. Their assessed value for this one for this year is $413,395. Has a 10-acre lot. They have a building adjusted square foot of 2,884. Have a land value listed of $140,000. And the price per adjusted square foot they have listed as 131.76, and they have mine listed at 155 per adjusted square foot. Comp two.
Excuse me a second. I noticed, theoretical per square foot price. Then you get personal property features. You have personal property in these?
That's just what the difference is between doing the compares between their figures and comparing to mine. What, your pole barns, your wood stoves, and open decks and stuff like that, they don't list on your house itself.
Yeah, but that personal property is not included in the assessment, real estate assessment.
No, it's just I figured that what I'm trying to comprehend of why the difference is so much.
Okay. So, thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Comparable 3 has a heated square foot of 1773. Is a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house. It's a 3-story. It's at 16050 Jones Road. It's about 11.9 miles drive. It was sold in June of 20 for $302,000. They have a futures value of $3,889, and it has a 26% depreciation rate, according to their property card. The assessed value for this one is $309,849. It's a 10.7-acre lot compared to the property card before November 1st, which is something kind of changed there recently from what the evidence that you submitted to me versus what I checked on it on yesterday, and it changed to 6.7 acres. So, kind of have a conflict without that one too. Comp 4, I just totally disregarded that one because it's way out of line. Comp 5 is just a mobile home. It has a square foot, heated square foot of 1848. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. It's a 1-story. It's at 16448 Trails End Road. It's about a 9.5-mile drive away from mine. Their sale price was $330,000. They have a futures price of $9,270. They say they have a 45% depreciation rate on that one. The PHS value for 2021 was $236,712. It is on a 9.8-acre lot. And the building adjusted square foot they list is 1848. And the theoretical price per adjusted square foot is $124.93. And Comp 6, which is their comparable 3, which I found it has a 2,180 heated or cooled square foot. It is a 2-bedroom, 3-bath house. It's on 1-story. It's about a 10-mile drive. The sale price is $406,500. They have a futures price of $6,964. Has a depreciation rate of 9%. The assessed value for that one for 21 was $332,738. It is on a 10.3-acre lot. They're listing the adjusted square foot as 2707.
What was that? Okay, you told me it's 10.3-acre lot, and then what did you say, 27?
They're the property appraisers listing the building adjusted square foot rate they list on their property card is 2707.
Okay.
And the price per adjusted square foot is $150,017. Okay. All right. Have any questions about the?
No, I have to go through it later. Thank you.
There's quite a bit on there. Okay, we'll go to page 4 on the sheets there. Have a conflict of evidence against the PA on the values of the property cards and other sites.
You referring to a specific page there?
Yeah, page 4.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. And It lists the price of the acreage of 10 acres of 140,000. And it was recently discovered on the property card that I submitted to you. It's, I think, 125,000 per.
Time. You said page 4. Is that's the property card? Is that correct?
Well, there's a page number on the bottom of it. It's a picture.
I don't have this evidence. Was not supplied to me.
These are the property cards for the comps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's no numbering on these pages. That's why I was asking.
Oh, well, it's not. The property card's like in a packet, and then once you get all the property cards off to the side, then you go back to the main packet itself.
Oh, okay. No, okay, fine.
Gotcha.
So is this more rebuttal that you're doing? Yeah. Or is this?
I mean, I'm just trying to clarify the evidence that I submitted to y'all that is somewhat changed from when I submitted to y'all to when I looked at it recently.
Mr. Singer provided the comp. What do we call it? The property cards for each one of these comps.
He didn't. For me, did not. But for he. Okay. Well, yeah, but either way. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then he referred to Zillow. Page 4.
So I believe is a page 3 for you, and that lists what their comp 3 was, where they're listed for the heated square feet versus what they submitted to the evidence. So that's just like a backup for.
Do these correspond to those comparables, the Zillow?
Yes.
It does?
Yep. Okay. That's a comp 6 for you and comp 3 for them.
Okay.
Page 4 just lists like a conflict of evidence against their land values that I've submitted. So that's all that's about. And page 5, when the evidence was submitted to me, it said 10.7 acres. And then when I checked it back November 1st, it's down to 6.7 acres. But between the front of the.
Is this one of my comparables? I apologize.
Yes, that's one of your comparables. I mean, you submitted the evidence to me, and it had 10 acres on it, and then.
Well, the information I've supplied is basically what the taxes were derived, or the certified data, so I don't know whatever's on the property record card that we submitted.
I'm just saying I have two property cards for the same place. One says it's got 10 acres, the other one says it's got 6.7.
Okay. We're talking about page 5 now.
Yes, page 5.
Now. This is sale number what?
For them, is what is it?
Oh, it's a property appraiser sale?
Yes, it's a 160050 Jones Road, which is comp 3 for me. Them, it was, I'm not sure which one.
Comp
it was.
1.
Comp 1.
It's comp 1?
Comp 1 for me.
What's the correct acreage then?
We don't know.
This right here is the certified tax roll data that we certified on the values of this property, and this property record card showing 10.7 acres is what was certified on data. I don't have a copy of what y'all are looking at, so I can't answer your question without.
You're saying 6.7 according to Zoll, right?
Yes, there's two property cards for the same one that you have. One of them is after November 1st. The other one is from before, back in October. So something's changed in between there. I'm not sure what's going on there. I mean, you probably look it up on your site and see if you can find it.
This is what the roll was certified on at the end of the day. I mean, this is tax roll final certification, 10.7 acres. I pulled it right off our website.
All right. Well, that's fine.
But I'll take a look at your records you have, and if you don't mind, because, again, I don't have copies of it.
Well,
so.
We'll put it this way. I don't know where Zillow gets their information from. That's 6.7 acres.
There's two property cards in there for the same subject in that packet, and they're both from the property appraiser's website.
Okay.
So that's all it is. Just trying to clarify the evidence. All right, page 6, items that support a reduction in price. I have a M&S Marshall and Swift cost approach, which is on page 59 for you. Sales of homes in 34601, which is on page 8 for you. Cost of garages in the county, which is on page 53. We have a receipt for the pole barn, which is on page 7. Sales listed from the PA are bigger, better homes, and that's in their evidence. This is a three-story, one-bath home that was owner-built starting in 2011 and dried in 2012. And I've spent $67,500 on it for the materials, or a mix of new, used, and scavenged materials. Page 7
this
is
the... This is your property number, right? Three
yes.
story?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I believe they have a price listed for the pole barn of $10,500. Page 8 is a listing of some homes sold in 34601. There's just for a general reference about what the homes are going for. We'll start with the first one. We had a 15290 Brass Drive. The sale amount was $275,000. The heated square foot is a 1532. The acreage is 2.5 acres.
I'm on page 9, right?
Page 8.
Page 8? Okay. Oh, these are back to back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're front and back. It's a spreadsheet there.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a little confused here. I apologize.
Yep, there's a lot going on there. I'll just like cut to the choice then. Second one for the bottom is mine. They have a theoretical sales price of $363,794. It's a 1,200 square foot house on 9.2 acres, and it has the cost of sale, which is equal to their listed price of $309,224. And it's price per square foot there is $257.69. That's the highest one on the list. It's even higher than the big house on 37.3 acres, which is a 4-bedroom, 5-bath house that was built in 2004, which is listed for $240 per heated square foot. And there's just no one bath homes that have sold for over 200,000, let alone 300,000. Page 9. There's no figure to how adjusted square foot is figured. Surely a detached garage is more expensive than attached. I have no definition for their GLA. You know what that stands for?
Gross living area.
Gross living area.
Sorry.
Okay. There's no comparables with tax dirt, which is they list as CPU under the wood deck. There's no comparables with roads going through their fenced-in properties. I have two roads going through my property that give access to about 8 other properties right now. Each 100 square feet more is the size of a 10 by 10 bedroom. Property appraiser figures under roof square foot, but not material under roof. Tax covered dirt is a pole barn.
We're discussing the property appraiser, right?
Yep.
And what page would the property appraiser's comps be on? Spreadsheet.
Oh, my spreadsheet.
Yeah, yeah.
My comparable. Comparable cell set 1 is on page 8.
No, I mean, you have a spreadsheet on it, right?
Yes, sir. Page 8.
All right. Here we go. Okay, you're talking about page 8, but are these comp 1 through comp 7? Is that what you have here?
I've lost it.
Okay, your page 9.
My page 9.
You have numbers 1 through 7. Are those other numbers of the comps? Because on page 8, you have only 3 comps. So I don't...
I think we're both kind of lost now. I mean, what are you looking at?
No. This page 9.
Okay.
Are you referring to comparables 1 through 7 of the property appraisers?
For the CPU figure, I'm going through all their comps. They're all their comparables. There's no really
yours?
Anything comparable.
Oh, you know, I'm telling you, I'm completely confused on this. 1 through 7 on page 9.
Okay.
Whose comparables are those?
Those are their comparables.
Yours?
Their comparables.
Or theirs?
Theirs.
Okay, and you indicated your sales are on page 8. Do you have comps 1 through 7 somewhere?
Those are just kind of like a general thing.
I'm confused. I'm sorry.
A lot of the information that y'all have, I don't have in front of me. I apologize.
Well,
I think it was more his rebuttal that he's going over, it sounds like. But
all right, let me, because this is getting a little hairy here, I want to make sure what's going on.
Okay.
I would like you to take a look at this package.
Yes, sir.
Because we'll take a 5-minute break here. How much more time do you need?
I can just cut to the chase and get through it real quick. Maybe 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yep, 10 minutes.
Okay. I've gotten too long on it.
Okay.
We're off the record, right? Back on the record.
Based on property record cards that we Brad and I talked about, you've got 2020 tax rolls. When he had 2020 tax rolls versus 2021 final, so there might be some changes from split and merges of property, you know, etc. So there might be some differences there. So there's your property record cards back, and I believe this is the page that y'all are. This was the page that y'all were looking at. These are all his comparables, not the property. Now, I may have one or two comparables in there, but in general, they're his comparables. I had, out of those 3 that I submitted, I think 3 and 6 were mine, and the rest of them are his comparables.
Okay, Mr. Singer, you were on page 8, correct?
Yes.
Can you wrap that up rapidly? Basically, the prices are ranged from about $96. From $75 to
$257.
$257.
Which is mine, which is the highest one. Okay. Page 9 just lists. Like the flaws that they had in there, the way they figure out the way it is for the assessment. And page 10 lists the way they figured adjusted square foot in the past, but I'm not sure if that's the same way they're doing it this year or not. They didn't really list the way they were figuring it. Page 11 is just a picture of what could possibly be going on with their adjusted square foot calc. Give you a picture of those general homes and the way they're assembled. Page 12 is my property card. They have my garage cost listed, which is this 1,200 square foot garage is a $25,000 higher than a detached garage. Page 13 is an aerial view of the property with the roads going through it. 14 is inspections and how they affect values of the homes. Good. Starting at page 18 is property pics. Page 19 is the floor plan of the garage. Page 20 is the living square foot floor plan. And starting at page 21 is kind of like the condition of the way I've built it. That goes just pictures of the home itself. Those go all the way to going page 34. Page 35 is a picture of the pole barn and the ground in front of it. Page 36 is what it will take to separate the agriculture properties from the, make it a full residential. Page 38 is the wood cost for the whole home and the decks. Page 39 is the windows cost because my windows in are kind of untransparent. They need to be replaced. Page 41 gives you the price of what it would be.
Could you abridge what you need? We're over time on this one. We have a telephonic at 3 o'clock and we're running late for that now.
Okay. Let's see. Pretty much, I have a page 59. We have a square foot appraisal from Marshall and Swift. It supports a reduction. The price of the home. And page 70 is previous years, what do you call them? Previous VAB hearings and what was the outcome of those. Okay?
I think I get the gist, okay?
Okay.
Sorry for some of the confusion earlier.
Me too.
Okay.
Not very good at
these. The evidence that the property appraiser submitted, excuse me, is Exhibit 1 as acceptable. The petitioner's evidence is Exhibit 2, and it's acceptable. And we are out of time. Yeah, quick,
just a quick note. He mentioned that he had a three-story house, and yep. Looking at his house, you said something that you have an attic. Is it usable space? Because we do not have that on record that you have a usable third story in your house. We only have it as a two-story home. So you had mentioned that we have a lot of inaccuracies in our records, and this obviously isn't maybe another one that you may have usable space in your attic. We need to come out and take a look at that, I guess.
I think you can reconcile that situation.
Yep. But I just want to get it on record, that's all.
Okay, fine. Thank you. End of petition. Gentlemen, thank you.